The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-1 in conference play and 3-3 overall. Northwestern hosts Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Thanks, Adam. Let's go right to questions, please.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
Pat, what to you has been the biggest difference with the increased offensive production the last couple games?
You know, Jesse, I think, first of all, the way that we've prepared, I think we've practiced a lot better. You know, we've taken care of the football relatively well outside of a handful of plays. We've been pretty efficient on third down. We've played a little bit more consistent up front, and we've been penalty free and not perfect penalty wise, but not given our not we had critical penalties early in the year that cost us drives and third down pickups. So playing with a little bit more discipline.
Did you wonder what was going on the first two games of the season? Were you scratching your head at all by that?
No, we just stunk. I mean, scratching my head would be a very polite, conservative way to say how I felt.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, man. Hope you're well.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Pat, good afternoon. I know last week you spoke pretty highly of Mark D'Antonio, and I caught the post game. You know, you're calling him one of the best in the business and, you know, great for the conference. I'm just kind of wondering from a fellow coach's perspective, I know you pay more attention to your own program, but, I mean, what do you make of what's going on in East Lansing? It seems, you know, rather uncharacteristic, especially, you know, given D'Antonio's track record.
Well, you know, I really can't, you're right, I can't speak to that from a standpoint of any knowledge. And I mean it, and I've been, you know, very fortunate to be in my role and very fortunate to be in this league for as long as I have, and I've known Mark for a number of years. And, you know, I sincerely mean it from a honesty standpoint, from an integrity standpoint, from the way he runs his program, to the way he coaches his coaches, to the way they recruit, every way that they go about their business in East Lansing is first class. And, you know, all those other things, those are questions for Mark. But, you know, from my perspective just as a coach, it's hard to win Big Ten football games. I mean, it's really hard. Anybody can win any given Saturday. It comes back to the way that you prepare, the way you play, and control the controllables. And, you know, we got on fire there for a couple of quarters and got some things rolling. And they fought back. They were fighting and scratching and clawing. That was a hell of a football game on Saturday. And neither of us played perfect, but both sets of players played their butts off. And it's just hard to win.
And if I could follow up real quick, you mentioned, you know, the effort that you guys played with, you know, from a couple of yards out, kind of walked in shook a tackler off them. I mean, what is this? I guess just looking at Michigan State's defense. I mean, is this kind of uncommon? Is this, you know, missed tackles and that kind of stuff? It's not like they've played like that for the past few years.
Well, you know, again, I mean, those are questions for Mark. And you know, I'm trying to find a way to block number 4. You know, when they came,
right,
trying a way to block their linebackers and their safety. So I'd love to be able to tell you I'm good enough to be able to look at us and know about another team, but I'm not. And, you know, as a fan of Big Ten football first, that program is in great shape, great hands, great leadership, great players, great talent, great coaches. They'll be fine.
Appreciate it, Pat. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is a follow-up from Jesse Temple, ESPN.com.
One more. Clayton has more touchdown passes already than he had all of last year. I'm just wondering, is it just experience with him, or can you point to other factors in his growth this year?
Yeah, Jesse, I think it's his knowledge of the system. The experience, without a doubt, is giving him some wisdom. You know, I'll give you, for example, on Saturday, you know, he throws the interception for a touchdown, pick six. And when he came off to the sideline, I just said, what coverage were they in? He told me exact coverage concept and the way that we describe it. And before I can ask my second question, he said, I should have thrown a check down or I should have thrown a curl. So he knew where he should have gone with the ball. He made a mistake, and those things are going to happen. You know, a year ago, he would have answered the first question by saying, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? So he's come a long way. I'm very proud of him. I mean, he's only a sophomore. He's only played 19 games. So we're about halfway through his career. He's won 13 football games. And, you know, I think I just see him growing and growing every rep every day. So long way to go as a team, long way for him to go, but I definitely see a lot of improvement.
All right, thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, buddy, thanks a lot. Go Cats.